Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Dairy farmers are being urged to boost their competitiveness. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Now you can apply for your passport more conveniently. Simply drop off your application using our safe and convenient Dropbox service during regular opening hours at PICA's headquarters. Put your completed application form in the envelope provided. Fill out the required information on the envelope, seal, and place in the Dropbox. It's that simple. You can even have your passport delivered to you by courier service. PICA, making applying for your passport a breeze.
Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Carl Samuda is urging dairy farmers to take the necessary steps to boost production and improve their competitiveness.
If we don't find the answer to bringing our average production up from where it is now to a minimum of 8 to 10 liters average in the country, we're not competitive. We're not going to be in a position to offer the product to the processors at a price that will make them make money and be able to give you more money in return.
Mr. Samuda was speaking at the handover of $5 million worth of fertilizer to dairy farmers from Clarendon, St. Elizabeth and St. Thomas at the Rimesbury Dairy Farmers Cooperative Building in Clarendon recently. The donation was courtesy of a partnership among three organizations, the Jamaica Dairy Development Board, Newport First and Jamaica Limited and Nutrimix. The fertilizer is expected to improve the quality of the grass consumed by the cattle and enhance the amount and nutritional value of the milk produced. The government will be providing support to the sector as it looks to increase production to 20 million liters of milk by 2020. Some 13.13 million liters of milk were produced in 2017.
We must begin by facilitating the farmers to get inexpensive capital. They're not overburdened by the cost of the capital. The JDB and the PC Bank and other facilities are coming into play to assist the farmers in getting capital that is affordable.
Mr. Samuda notes that a collective strategy between the Ministry, the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, and the Dairy Board will be necessary to ensure that the dairy farmers get irrigation systems in place to help boost production.
Fertilizer is very good and essential, but fertilizer without water serves very little purpose.
Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Carl Samuda. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. No put your cap where you can't reach it. Translation, do not put your cap where you cannot reach it. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Imagine a Jamaica where every child has a family. A Jamaica where every child is inspired to dream, where they are loved, protected, and cared for. You can help make this dream a reality by fostering a child. For more information on how you can become a foster parent, call the Child Protection and Family Services Agency at 948-284-122 or apply at any of our locations islandwide. We dare you to inspire hope and foster a child.
Here are some interesting facts under the Disabilities Act.
Facts. Persons with disabilities have a right to education.
A right to proper health care.
Fact. We have a right to housing and to be able to enter premises.
A right to public transportation that we can enter on our own.
And a right to take part in political and public life.
Enough more things in the act. Make a start and play your part. Respect the ability of each person with a disability and learn all the facts on the act.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is don't live above your means. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.